Well, we can get started here and just really starting off with a little bit about yourself, where you work, kind of just some of that stuff that people may want to know.
Okay. Well, I live in Denmark, Iowa, and I have my entire life. It's a small community of about 300 people, and I am a third grade teacher in the Danville Community School District, which is a district that joins, or not joins, but is next to Fort Madison, and I've been a teacher for about 20 years, and I have two children, one who graduated from Fort Madison, one who graduated from Danville, two granddaughters, one at Fort Madison, one at Danville, and I've been very active in community organizations in Denmark and many committees at school. Plus, I've been a girls' youth soccer coach and softball coach at Danville and at Denmark for the past several years. So,
what prompted you to decide that you wanted to run for a seat on the Fort Madison School Board?
Well, there were several things. One is I really felt we needed somebody from the rural areas in Denmark, or not necessarily Denmark, but the rural area, so the rural people could kind of have a vote. I also, as an educator with experience, I think that's important for the board to hear what's going on in the classrooms, what it looks like when new programs are coming down. Sometimes it's easy to sell someone on a new program, but unless you understand what's going on behind the program, it may not be best suited for the students. I think that expertise as an educator would help. I've been to several school board meetings lately, and I just felt, I think it's time that I have some involvement and give back to the community, and I want to be the voice for a lot of people. So,
you talked about the perspective that you would bring, the rural perspective and the in-classroom perspective. What are some of the qualities that you would bring, or kind of maybe your traits, how you see yourself as a director?
Well, first of all, I think first and foremost, as a director, you have to have the ability to listen and to work with a wide variety of people. That's very obvious in the classroom. And it's obvious when you're on staff or at any job, there's a wide variety of people out there. And so you have to be able to listen, to understand, and to make the best choice for everyone's best interest. I also think I'm progressive. This is the 21st century, and some things have not changed. We definitely need to work with the technology as much as possible. But yet we can't throw out some of the textbooks we still need. But I think I'm very progressive. I stay involved with different groups. Like I said, I'm in organizations that have adults in them, that have children in them, and I'm able to get their perspective on a lot of things. I like to do research. I like to look at the numbers to see what the numbers say, but then I like to go beyond the numbers and see why it's happening that way. What are the trends? So,
what do you see as the biggest challenge facing the Fort Madison School District in the next year or so?
Okay. Well, I think financially the Fort Madison District is very sound, so I'm not real concerned with the financial aspect. I really feel right now there are two challenges. One is getting more parents involved in their child's education, not just the parents that go to athletic events or fine arts events, but I would love to see the school districts or the schools have things where the parents come in maybe for the morning or the afternoon. Perhaps third grade could, at one of the schools, could have a breakfast where they have donuts and something, and the parents come in and kind of look around, and maybe the teacher gives a short lesson. I would love to see the schools have more things like for parents, like a science night, a math night, a reading night, where parents get to come in, interact with their child's teacher and their child. I really want the parents to know what the teacher is all about. I want the teacher to really get a good handle on the parents, because that just tells a lot. And I think we need to do a better job of getting the parents involved. And I think the other challenge is getting the middle school completed. We still have some things that aren't completed. We still have some issues with the middle school, such as playground equipment and things with the actual structure. So I see getting more parental involvement across the board and getting the middle school completed in a satisfactory way as the two biggest challenges right now.
You offer an interesting perspective. One of the questions I've been asking candidates is, obviously, they're not in the classroom. They're the board. They're the oversight board. What is the role of, what role can the school board play in improving test scores, in improving learning? You kind of have that added perspective of what as a board member, what as the board can be done to help in those areas?
Well, I think first and foremost, the board members need to be in the schools and the classrooms. I know I was asked this question last night, and I said, they said, well, how would you get in the classrooms? And I said, I have personal days at my job. I have days where I'm not in school and they are, and I fully anticipate spending those days. I want to go in the classroom. I want to see what's going on. I want to watch as these kids take these tests, whether they're pen and paper tests, whether they are computer-generated tests. I think the board, instead of just hearing, oh, we're going to do math testing in reading, I think the board needs to watch it being done. Then they need to go and see what are the teachers doing to increase those scores. Actually talk to the teachers, not as a disciplinary reason or to judge, but just say, okay, I see that, you know, right now the fourth graders are meeting all the benchmarks or they're meeting the state trajectory in reading and math. However, the 8th and 11th graders at Fort Madison District are not. They are falling below the state average. So I would want to know, what are the teachers doing and how can we help you? What resources do you need to get these test scores up? But I think the board needs to, even though our job is not to micromanage, but I think we need to be informed and see these tests in action so we know how to work with the administration, who will work with the teachers, who will work with the students to get these test scores up.
A couple of the final questions I have are kind of more specifics, and it's your take on, there's a couple proposals that the board has been discussing. One is preschool, and the other is kind of a volunteer program. First off, with preschool, should Fort Madison offer a preschool program?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am fortunate enough to teach in a district where we have had a 3- and 4-year-old preschool in place now for 7 years. And I think it's very important that all children attend a preschool. And it really helps if the school has the preschool, because some of the activities in the curriculum that the preschoolers are learning can be directly linked to that district's curriculum. So, and I know some preschools might be teaching something that they feel is important, but if that child is going to go to the Fort Madison School District, when they come into kindergarten, they're expected to know something, and if they go to a different preschool that isn't directly tied to the school's curriculum, they may not have that skill. And so I do believe that it can be. I've seen in the classroom, it's like when a child goes to preschool, and I can see a difference even when a child goes to a preschool that is tied in with a district because the curriculum matches, and that's a big, big thing.
And then the other proposal is being looked at is the volunteer service. Is that something that should become a requirement for high schoolers?
I personally do not feel it should be a requirement. Should it be strongly encouraged? Absolutely. Should the students that are able to do community service be rewarded at some point? I think that could be handled at graduation. You could have a special award, like a silver cord ribbon that they wear or a medal that they wear that shows that they have completed 100 hours of community service. But I am concerned with the legalities of the school mandating it. Number one, I'm concerned that what What are you going to do if a child gets hurt on something that you are mandating? Who's legally responsible? How much manpower is it going to take for someone to check out that where a child says they're going to do community service is viable? Who's going to make sure that they're, who's going to sign off on the fact that, yes, they did complete 3 hours at the hospital, you know, serving water to people? Who's going to do that? What do you do with the child that says, you know what, I'm going to take college classes my senior year so I can get a jump on college, and between high school work and college work, I don't have time for community service? What do you do with the child whose parents cannot provide transportation, or the child that has to work to either help the family or because they're responsible for their own vehicle and some of their own expenses? So I think it should be strongly encouraged, but I do not believe it should be a requirement for graduation.
So. Any final thoughts? Anything I haven't thought to ask about that you would really want people to know?
I think we have a good school district in Fort Madison, but good is not good enough. We can make it better. We need to really work on the accountability with the students, with the teachers, with the administration. It has to be everyone working together to make this the best district that it can be. I know we have to be mindful of state and federal mandates, but I just think I could bring a good strength to the board. I wear many different hats, and I think that would be very beneficial to the Fort Madison people to have me on the school board.